好，让我们一同站立。
Please stand.
赞美主， We thank and praise the Lord.
每次唱这首诗歌，我们就看见主的荣耀。
Every time we see God's glory when we sing this hymn.
不是诸天宣扬，从我的心里面我也要赞美。
All heaven declares and want to praise Him from the bottom of my heart.
那我们在唱下面这首诗歌的时候，让我们改变一下心情。
As we sing the next song, let's change our mind a little bit.
我们用感谢的心，我们来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing with a thankful heart.
大的印证。
This song has a very big proof for us.
耶稣属我，我也属他。
Jesus is mine and I am His.
今天我们还要赞美他。
Today we still want to praise Him.
让我们心里面充满了赞美和感谢。
Let our hearts be filled with praises and thankfulness.
是不是现在正住在天堂？
Are we living in heaven right now?
我觉得唱这首诗歌给我们一个就像这首诗歌说的，爱如浪潮滚滚，阵阵满我心魂。
Like the hymn tells us, like love like sea billows roll flooding over my soul.
我们求主让这种感觉一直在我们的心里面。
May the Lord have this feeling continue remain in our hearts.
基督同死，他死算我死；与基督同情，我有他生命；与基督同生，我超过此世，我时时刻刻为与他的名，我时时刻刻奉他保守，我时时刻刻从他的生命，我时时刻。
们都在你的面前。
Moment by moment, we are before you.
我们领受你的话语。
We receive your word.
我们跟随你的道路。
We follow your path.
求你今天再向我们每一个人说话。
And you speak to each and every one of us today.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的
名。In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
我们在午餐之后，我们将会有那个以西结书的回馈。
After lunch today, we will have a reflection on the book of Ezekiel.
根据上两次我们对于大先知书的回馈呢，我相信我们的回馈会非常的丰富。
And based on the past two reflections we had on the book of the great prophets, this time we will have a rich and meaningful reflection as well.
所以我们盼望弟兄姐妹都可以一同留下来参加这个回馈。
Therefore, I hope that everyone can stay and join together.
然后呢，事实上我是自己来不及了，所以我在这里跟大家回馈以西结书我自己的一点心得。
I have jumped the gun a little bit, so I want to share a little bit about my sharing from the book of Ezekiel.
给我感动就在以西结书第36章16到27节。
God has moved me in the book of Ezekiel chapter 36 verses 16 to 27.
我们先来读第16到20节。
Let's read verses 16 to 20 first.
耶和华的话又临到我说，人子啊，以色列家住在本地的时候，在行动作为上玷污那地。他们的行为在我面前好像正在惊奇的妇人那样污秽，所以我因他们在那地上流人的血，又因他们以偶像玷污那地，就把我的愤怒倾在我们身上。
Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own ways and deeds. To me, their ways was like the uncleanness of a woman in the customary impurity.Therefore, I poured out my fury on them for the blood they have shed on the land, and for their idols which they had defiled it.
继续读，我将他们分散在列国，四散在列邦，按他们的行动作为惩罚他们。他们到了所去的列国，就使我的圣名被亵渎，因为人谈论他们说，这是耶和华的名，是从耶和华的地出来的。
So I scattered them among the nations, and they were dispersed throughout the countries. I judged them according to their ways and their deeds. When they came to the nations, wherever they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said to them, These are the people of the Lord, and yet they have gone out of his land.
我们读到以西结书的前面的时候，我们会读到神有很对以色列民有很多的审判。
When we read the first few chapters of the book of Ezekiel, we see God has many judgments toward the people.
那我想说在这里他就归纳了为什么他要神要来审判这些以色列百姓。
And in this passage, God used this passage to summarize why he judged his people.
神说他的百姓如何犯罪玷污了应许之地。
He said that his people had sinned and defiled the promised land.
他们拜偶像。
They worship idols.
他们离弃了真神。
And they turned away from the true God.
因此他们激怒了神。
Therefore, they provoke God's anger.
神对他们的惩罚是什么呢？
And what is God's punishment to them?
叫他们分散在列国列邦。
And he scattered them among the nations.
但是最可恶的就是因着他们的悖逆使神的圣名被亵渎。
But because of the rebellion, God's holy name was profaned.
曾经有弟兄姐妹很严肃的这样说。
And one brother or sister said solemnly.
他说玷污地的是人，被亵渎的是神，受管教的是人，但是付代价的却是神的自己。
He or she said, "It is man who defiles the land. It is God who is profaned. It is man who is disciplined. Yet it is God Himself who pays the price."
我们来继续读二十一到二十五节。
Let's continue reading verses 21 to 25.
我却顾惜我的圣名，就是以色列家在所到的列国中所亵渎的。所以你要对以色列家说：主耶和华如此说，以色列家，我行这事不是为你们。乃是为我的圣名，就是在你们到的列邦中所亵渎的。
But I had concerns for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the nations wherever they went. Therefore says to the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord God, I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations wherever you went.
下一页，我要使我的大名显为圣，这名在列国中已被亵渎，就是你们在他们中间所亵渎的。我在他们眼前，在你们身上显为圣的时候，他们就知道我是耶和华。这是主耶和华说的。我必从各国收取你们，从列邦聚集你们，引导你们归回本地。
And I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in the midst, and the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord, when I am hallowed in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all the countries, and bring you into your own land.
第二十五节说，我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽。弃掉一切的偶像。
Verse 25 tells us, Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols.
神的圣名被亵渎是一个非常严重的事情。
God's holy name being profaned is a very serious matter.
利未记第二十二章三十二节说，你们不可亵渎我的圣名，我在以色列人中却要被尊为圣。我是叫你们成圣的耶和华。
Leviticus 22:32 tells us, You shall not profane my holy name, but I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. I am the Lord who sanctifies you.
这个事情就亵渎神的名有多严重呢？
How serious is profaning God's holy name?
圣经让我们看见神的大仆人摩西，因为他没有听从耶和华的话，两次的击打磐石，让水流出。
When Moses disobeyed God and by striking the rock twice, so the water can flow out of it.
神说你没有在人的面前尊我的名为圣，所以呢，神惩罚他，让他无法进入迦南美地。
And God said that Moses failed to honor him as holy before the Israelites, and because of that, Moses was not able to enter the promised land.
我们知道大卫是合神心意的人。
We know that David is the man after God's heart.
但是大卫也曾经犯过非常严重的罪。
But also David also committed great sin.
当他犯过通奸谋杀的罪的时候，神的圣名遭受他的敌人有亵渎的机会。
After David committed adultery and murder, he gave God's enemy a reason to blaspheme his holy name.
因此神也对大卫那个事情很大很严重的惩罚。
And therefore, God also punished David greatly.
神的圣名不可以轻易的被亵渎。
God's holy name cannot be profaned easily.
神也不容许这个事情真的发生。
And he does not allow that to happen either.
所以在这里他说到他顾惜自己的圣名。
And therefore he says he has great concern about his holy name.
他的名要在人的面前显为圣。
His name will be manifested before all people.
显为大。
To be, his name will be revealed the greatness.
让列邦知道他是神。
So that the nations know that he is the Lord.
他知道人无法做到。
And God knows that man cannot do this work by himself.
因此他自己来恢复这个事情。
Therefore, he himself restored this.
首先，虽然这些百姓已经分散了列国列邦。
And firstly, all of the people were scattered among the nations.
但是他将这些百姓再次聚集在一起。
But he brought them back together.
这些的百姓他们回到本地的时候，神应许说用清水洒在他们身上，洁净他们。
And after these people have returned to their own land, God sprinkled clean water on them.
除去他们一切的罪污。
To cleanse them from all their filthiness.
让他们脱离一切的偶像。
And remove them from their idol worshipping.
我们好像想要说，那这些以色列人，是的，他们的确得到神那么大的救恩。
And these Israelites have received great salvation from the Lord.
那跟我们什么关系呢？
And how does that relate to us?
其实神的救恩不单单临到以色列人。
And God's salvation not only came up on the Israelites.
弟兄姐妹，我们都是这般蒙恩的人之一。
We are all have been redeemed by Him.
我们知道神创造亚当的时候，他本来想希望说亚当可以来执行在地上他神的计划。
And when God first created Adam, he thought Adam was able to carry out his purpose on the earth.
但是亚当犯罪了。
But Adam has sinned.
堕落了。
And he has fallen.
所以他无法来将神的计划来完成。
Therefore, he failed to carry out God's plan.
所以神亲自差派他的独生爱子来继续完成这样的一个计划。
So God sent his only son to accomplish it.
在这个计划里面，他付出极大的代价。
In order to fulfill this plan, God has paid a great price.
他亲自为我们背负我们所有的罪上十字架。
He himself bore the sins of all people and went and was nailed to the cross.
在十字架上为遭受父神的审判。
And on the cross, he took the judgment of the Father.
最让他难过的事情就是他被父神离弃。
And what made him the most sad is he was forsaken by God.
最后他死在十字架上。
And at the end, he died on the cross.
第三天为我们复活。
On the third day, he rose again for us.
让我们这些原来无望的人得到盼望。
And he gave hope to us who once had no hope.
当我们愿意来接受他的时候，他愿意将这个救恩给我们。
When we are willing to receive him, he is willing to give the salvation to us.
他不但是用水，他乃是用他的宝血来洗净我们的罪污。
He did not cleanse us with water, but with his own precious blood, he washed away our sins.
并且他将圣灵赐给我们作为礼物，让引导我们一生走义路。
And he gave us the Holy Spirit as the gift to lead us the path of righteousness.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要常常思想神所给我们这个恩典。
We need to always remember the precious salvation God has given us.
我们真的可以常常的感恩。
And we need to be full of thanks.
我常常会想说，我是谁，居然可以领受这样的恩典。
I often wonder who am I to receive this such great grace.
但是神的确已经给了我们。
But God has indeed given to us already.
所以我盼望当中我们还没有受尽归入主的名下的朋友们，你们也可以来接受这个救恩，得到这个救恩。
And to our friends who have not received the Lord's salvation yet, we hope that we can receive it one day.
我们继续来读26跟27节。
Let's continue reading verses 26 to 27.
我也要赐给你们一个信心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉死心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you.I will take the heart of stone out of you, your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them.
神应许给我们是一颗的肉心。
God has promised us a heart of flesh.
他说，因为我们原来的心是一个石心。
Because he said we originally we had a heart of stone.
并且他愿意将他的灵赐给我们。
And he's willing to give his spirit to us.
首先我们来了解一下什么是心。
And let's first understand what the Bible means by heart.
旧约是希伯来文所写的。
The Old Testament is written in Hebrew.
希伯来文里面心有好几个不同的字的用词。
And in the Old Testament, the word heart has several meanings.
但其中一用词当然是讲了我们这个的肉体的心。
And one of them refers, of course, to our physical heart.
但是这里所讲的心是讲了我们的心思、我们的意志、我们的情感。
But in this context, the word heart refers to our mind, will, and emotions.
也可以说这个就是我们的魂生命。
And which often we call our natural self-life.
正如箴言诗章二十三节说，你要保守你心，胜过保守一切。因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Proverbs 4:23 tells us, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life."
这里所用的心也是同一个心。
And the word heart used here is the same Hebrew word.
这里主说说，我们要保守我们的魂生命，因为我们的一生就是由从我们的魂里面来到发表，来到发出的。
And it refers to keeping our soul life, which includes our thoughts, because all our everything we do and say comes out of it.
我们所有的动作，我们所有的反应，都是从我们的魂里面的意志来到操作的。
And all our actions and behaviors come from the thoughts and decisions that comes from out of our soul.
所以神说他要除掉我们的石心。
Therefore, God says He will remove our heart of stone.
一个石心代表了什么？
What does a heart of stone represent?
我们可以想象一块石头的有什么特性？
And you can think of the characters of a stone.
石头是刚硬。
A stone is hard.
是冰冷的。
It's cold.
是没有感觉的。
It's indifferent, has no feelings.
刚硬代表说没办法来到改变。
And when it's hard, it cannot be changed.
冰冷或者冷漠代表说没有感觉。
And when it's cold, it has no feeling.
我们可以讲说很迟钝，代表说你没有反应。
And we can also say it's dull, so it cannot respond.
两个礼拜之前，那个约翰牧师来讲到说，讲的题目是讲说心里刚硬的人有什么表现。
And 2 weeks ago, Pastor John shared about what it looks like for someone has a hard heart.
他讲说不肯听、不相信、跟无动于衷。
And he said they refuse to listen, they don't believe, and they are unmoved.
这个就真的讲了说一个。有实心的人一个反应。
That's the condition of people with a heart of stone.
他所在这里所讲的实心的，是讲的是以色列人当时的光景。
And the heart of stone represents the condition of the Israelites back then.
神差派了许许多多的先知跟仆人去警告他们，劝勉他们回转。
God has sent many prophets and servants to warn them and encourage them to turn back.
将神的话不断地来跟他们述说。
And continue to speak God's words to them.
提醒他们不要违背神的律法。
And to remind them not to turn away from God's laws.
但是他们却硬着心肠，他们不愿意地听这样的话。
But they hardened their hearts and they would not listen.
他们非常冷漠地来对待神的话。
They were indifferent to God's word.
对神的话对神的心意一点都不在乎。
They were careless about God's will.
对神的忧伤毫无感觉。
And they were unmoved to his sorrow.
而当一个人真的有已经习惯这样的反应的时候，
And when a person is used to this kind of attitude,
他的心就越来越迟钝。
And their hearts become more and more dull.
我们常常说，我们的良心哦，被收买久了之后呢，我们良心就没有感觉。
And we often say if our conscience is corrupted, then gradually it will have no feeling.
就假如说我们的心是越来越硬。
That represents the hardening of our hearts.
对神完完全全不愿意来回应。
And we no longer respond to God.
弟兄姐妹，我们前面讲过说，神给我们非常宝贵的那个恩典。
We just shared earlier that God has given us a precious salvation, a grace.
就像上个礼拜所谓牧师来到说，我们必须要常住在主的里面，才能保持常与主交通。
And like Pastor Mary said last week that we must abide in the Lord often. Only then can we keep close fellowship with the Lord.
常常得着他的供应。
And we can continue receive his life and supply.
当我们这个断了这个交通的时候，我们就好像枝子离开了树一样，会很快的枯干了。
Otherwise, if we're disconnected to God, we are like branches and we will dry up.
这对我们来说是什么？就是我们的心再次慢慢慢慢的刚硬起来。
And that means that our heart will grow cold gradually.
我们对主的话就越来越冷漠，我们也对主的反应越来越迟钝。
And we'll become unresponsive to God's word and to His word, to God and His word.
这也是我自己非常害怕的事情。
And this is something that I personally fear deeply.
我常常来求主光照我。
I often pray to God to shine His light on me.
求主真的让我知道我的心有没有变硬。
To show me if my heart has become hardened or not.
我的里面是不是越来越黑暗？
If the life within me is darkened.
日复一日，虽然我常常会在很多事情上面来反映出究竟我是不是一个硬心的人。
And day after day, in many things, it will reflect if I am a person with a hardened heart.
我常常会犯错。
I often make mistakes.
但是在犯错的时候，我还是坚持自己的对呢？还是我会想，究竟我错在什么地方？
But when I make mistakes, do I insist on what I believe is right, or do I reflect on the mistake that I have made?
我现在会选择更多来看看究竟我里面错在哪里。
And now I choose to see what mistakes I have made.
在盼望我犯的错，希望可以越来越少。
And I hope to make less mistakes.
感谢主，主不单单这个要除掉我们的石心。
And thank the Lord, He not only wants to remove our heart of stone.
更多要赐给我们一个的信心，一个肉心。
But He also promises to give us a heart of flesh.
肉心不单单相对于刚硬的心。的实心而言
A heart of flesh is not just the opposite of a heart of stone.
更是一颗柔软、敏锐、有温暖、可以乐意回应神的心。
A heart of flesh is soft, sensitive, warm, and willing to respond to God.
一颗柔软的心是愿意受教。
A soft heart is one that is teachable.
愿意被主来到修剪。
That is willing to be corrected and pruned by God.
愿意被主光照。
And willing to be enlightened by God.
愿意被主改正。
And willing to be corrected by God.
一颗敏锐的心，讲到说对主的声音有反应。
A sensitive heart tells us that he can sense God's voice.
对神给我们的环境，对我们的提醒，我们有感觉。
And recognizes God's reminders through the circumstances.
一个有反应的心，假如神的话进到我们里面的时候，我们并不是很冰冷的说我知道了。
And when a responsive heart doesn't tell God coldly that I already know about it.
或者说我们只是表面上点头了啊，好了好了好了。
Or just nodding on the outside.
而是从心里面我们对神有反应有感动。
Instead, it responds from deep within to God with conviction and emotion.
有热情的渴慕。
And with a passionate longing,
就像那个神问以赛亚，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我去呢？
Just like when the Lord asked Isaiah, who shall I send and who will go for us?
以赛亚的回应是立刻回应说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Right away, Isaiah responded immediately, here am I, send me.
是非常非常的盼望我可以来蒙神的差遣。
And he responded with an eager heart that he can be used by God.
在主耶稣他在加利利海边的时候来寻找来呼召门徒的时候。
And when God called his disciples at the Sea of Galilee.
门徒的反应说立刻放下他们的网跟从主。
And the disciples left immediately whatever they were doing and followed the Lord.
我相信这个是神给我们当我们有一个肉心的时候，我们的生命就应该有这个反应，有这个改变。
And that is the reaction when God has given us a heart of flesh.
我们前面提到说，大卫虽然曾经犯过大罪。
And we mentioned that even David has sinned greatly.
但是他是一个心非常柔软的人。
But his heart is soft.
当先知拿单告诉他，他如何得罪了神。
And when Prophet Nathan told him how he had sinned against God.
他立刻在神的面前认罪。
And David immediately repented before the Lord.
他不但认罪，他还将诗篇写下来，他做了什么的错事。
And not only did he repent, he also wrote a psalm of repentance to document what he has sinned.
他如何在神的面前来悔改。
And how he was corrected before the Lord.
诗篇五十一篇第四节，他这样说，神啊。求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
Psalm 51:10 tells us, "Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me."
大卫求主来洁净他，洁净他的心。
David prayed to God to cleanse him and cleanse his heart.
也是说洁净他的魂。
means to cleanse his soul.
使得他重新有正直的灵，或者是讲有一个坚定的灵。
And to renew a spirit with him or give him a firm spirit.
神是圣洁的，所以我们也要圣洁。
God is holy, therefore we are also called to be holy.
这是贯穿整本圣经的思想。
And this is a key thing throughout the Bible.
所以我们在主的面前也必须长求主来洁净我们。
And therefore, when we come before the Lord, we must ask Him to cleanse us.
我们才能在主的面前站立得住。
So that we can stand firm in His presence.
我们以前听过史弟兄来所讲做过的见证。
And Brother Z gave testimonies to us before.
他说他站讲台之前常认罪。
And he said before preaching on the pulpit, he often confesses his sins.
他说曾经有弟兄姐妹还误会他，史弟兄你犯那么多罪，你还可以来服侍神啊。
And some brothers and sisters questioned, if you have committed so many sins, how come you can still serve the Lord?
他说不是。
And he said no.
他说他是在服侍一位圣洁的主。
It's because he is serving a holy God.
任何隐而未现的罪都会让他跟那主的灵不通的。
Any hidden sins will block his fellowship with the Holy Lord.
所以他要求主来完全的洁净他。
So he needed God to cleanse him completely.
我想无论是大卫无论是弟兄都给我们非常好的榜样。
And we see that whether David or Brother Z are good examples to us.
其实所谓牧师也常常来提醒我们，我们在每一天的生活里面我们会沾染非常多的尘土。
And Pastor Mary also reminds us that in our daily work or our daily life, we often get covered with dusts.
我们不一定是犯罪。
Not necessarily they are sins.
但是有很多世俗的思想可能进来。
But there may be worldly thoughts.
可能我们会听到一些的是非了。
Or gossip.
或者我们在生活里面，我们有一些情绪的反应。
Or some emotions disturbed by work or school.
我们受了压力的影响。
Or the pressures we have.
我们在工作上面，我们在读书上面，我们真的遇见一些困难，我们无法来解决。
And the difficulties we face at work or at school.
会搅扰我们的心。
They disturb our hearts.
让我们烦躁不安。
And make us at unease.
我们都来到主的面前求洁净。
And we need to come before the Lord and ask for cleansing.
我们真的日复日一日的这样子做的时候，让我们的心越来越敏锐。
And when we do it day after day, may our hearts be more sensitive.
让我们真知道我们在所遇见这些事情，究竟主在其中要跟我们说什么话。
So we may know what God wants to speak to us through the circumstances we face.
主给我们一颗肉心，他也给我们最宝贵的礼物，就是圣灵。
And the Lord not only has given us a heart of flesh, He also has given us the most precious gift, that is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵已经住在我们里面了，但是我们的心是不是将我们心的宝座让给他呢？
The Holy Spirit is already dwelling in us, but is our heart willing to let Him sit on the throne of our heart?
如果我们的心的宝座是让给圣灵的话，就是神要我们身上一个对的次序。
And we will have the right order if our heart has that the Holy Spirit be on the throne of our heart.
那我们的灵可以管理我们的魂，我们的魂可以管理我们的体。
So that our soul submits to the Holy Spirit and our body acts according to our soul.
这样的话，我们可以遵照神的旨意来的过生活。
And if that happens, we can live according to God's will.
而我们对很多属灵的事情，我们可以更多被开启。
And we will have more spiritual insights.
在马太福音第十一章二十五节说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。
In Matthew 11:25, it tells us, At that time Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them to babes.
这并不是说神叫我们做事，我们不要用头脑。
It doesn't mean that God doesn't want us to use our brains.
否则神不会这样脑筋造给我们的。
Otherwise, he would not have given us brains.
但是他叫我们不要很非常注重用头脑的分析而已。
But he wants us not to overanalyze with our brains.
而是更多我们可以用信心去接受从神而来的话。
But to receive the word that's coming from God with faith.
如果我们用太多的心思的话，神会将他的话隐藏。
And if we use too much head knowledge, God will hide his word.
神盼望我们可以更多用信心去接受圣灵在我们里面的感动 跟圣灵跟在我们里面所说的话。
God wants us to receive the Holy Spirit with faith and what He's speaking to us.
正如耶利米书31:33说，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。
Like Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 33 tells us, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts.
然后34节继续说，你该认识耶和华，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
And verse 34 tells us, Know the Lord, for they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord.
神何等愿意将他自己的启示在我们的心里面。
God is willing to reveal himself to us.
当这些话进到我们心里面的话，我们不会忘记的。
When those words enter our hearts, we will not forget.
因为这些要成为我们生命的一部分。
Because it will become a part of our lives.
我们会越来越认识他。
We will know him more.
而这些话不再是字句，而是活道。
And his words no longer are black and white words, but they are living words.
而这些话我们自自然然的我们就会开始来遵守。
And naturally we will obey those words.
而神也照着他的应许真的让我们来经历。
And God in return will let us experience this word.
这是一个正面的循环。
This is a positive cycle.
我们越愿意来相信，越愿意来靠近神，神就越愿意来靠近我们。
The more we are willing to draw to God and believe in Him, the more God is willing to draw close to us.
我们越愿意来渴慕他的话，我愿意来 越渴慕来认识他，他越愿意将他自己启示给我们。
The more we are eager to know Him, the more He's willing to reveal Himself to us.
在这几个月里面，我有带一些几个那个高中生来两年读来读两年的读经。
And over the past few months, I've been reading the two-year Bible reading plan with a group of high schoolers.
然后每个礼拜我们都会一起来到一点有一点分享。
And every week we will gather to share what we have learned.
最初的时候，他们会感觉说读旧约非常非常的困难。
At first, they found the Old Testament difficult to understand.
不太懂。
And not really understanding it.
尤其我们前一阵子，我们这段时间，我们是一路在读这个大先知书。
Especially in the recently, we've been reading the books of the major prophets.
有很多的话更加难懂。
And many words are difficult to understand.
然后刚刚这周我们读完这个的以西结书，然后我们有点分享的时候。
And this week when we finish reading the book of Ezekiel, we had some sharing.
然后我们照常的问你们有什么样的感动啊
？And I asked them what they have gained.
那其中有一个少年人告诉我，他说：“啊，以西结书前面读的蛮悲哀的。”
And one young person told me that at the beginning of the book of Ezekiel, it felt very sad.
感到真的没有盼望。
She felt no hope.
但是呢，他读到最后的时候，他感觉哎，蛮有盼望的。
But she felt full of hope by the end.
因为在最后的时候，以西结书里面说，神应许跟他的百姓同在。
Because in the last chapters of the book of Ezekiel, God promised to dwell with his people.
这也是神给我们的盼望。
And that is the same hope God has given us.
他这样的分享让我真的也蛮受鼓励的。
And her sharing encouraged me greatly.
神是说话的神。
God is a speaking God.
当我们真的很认真地对待他的话，他会向我们说话。
When we take his word seriously, he will speak to us.
对这些年轻人而言也是一样，神一样向他们说话。
And these young people are no exceptions. God also speaks to them.
我记得很多年前有一位老弟兄来跟我们做一个见证。
I remember many years ago an elder brother testified with me.
他说有一次的祷告会呢，有一个年轻人呢来到这个祷告会里面。
And he said one time at the prayer meeting, a young man came to the prayer meeting.
他说啊，真好，这个 年轻人有负担，可以来到那个愿意来为教会的事情来祷告。
And the elder brother was glad to see the young man was a burden for God's house.
然后呢，当这个年轻人开口祷告的时候呢，他就默默的为这个年轻人来祷告。
And when the young man started praying, this elder brother prayed silently in his heart for this young brother.
他跟主祷告说，让他再下一次，再下一次。
And the elder brother prayed, Lord, may his prayers go one foot deeper, deeper.
他这样说的时候，我那个时候听不明白，我说什么意思啊？
And I didn't understand what he meant.
他说啊，这个年轻人用祷告呢，是用他头脑来祷告。
So the elder brother explained to me, when the young brother prayed, he used his head to pray.
他说，头脑再下一次在哪里？
And he asked me, what is one foot deeper from the head?
在这里。
And it is here.
他用心来祷告。
And he said we should pray with our heart.
他真的为这个年轻人祷告的时候，他说盼望他用心来祷告。
And he prayed for this young person that he would pray with his heart.
而并不是用头脑将每一件祷告事项我将它 练过一遍就算了。
And not just reading a list of prayer requests one by one.
他说盼望主可以让他去感受到这些祷告的分量。
And he said, may the Lord help him feel the weight of the prayer.
让他可以慢慢产生感动。
So that the young brother can be moved.
对，我想这个也是那个我们在学习祷告当中的一个过程。
And this is the process when we learn how to pray.
我们最初的时候很容易都是一样一样事情，我们真的跟主祷告。
And at the beginning, when we learn to pray, we often pray one thing after another.
但是我们圣灵在我们里面，主会慢慢将一些的事情，会更多的负担放在我们的心里面。
But the Holy Spirit dwells in us, and the Lord will place more burdens within our heart.
这些负担一天一天可能会比一天重。
And the burdens may be heavier day by day.
到那个时候，这些祷告不再只是我们外面的一些的话而已。
And then our prayers no longer are the outward words.
而是真正成为我们里面的负担，我们就会用心来为这些事情来祷告。
But once they have become our true burden in our heart, we will pray with our heart.
这是圣灵的工作。
And this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要带领我们进入跟他同工。
The Holy Spirit will lead us to collaborate with him.
他带领我们在祷告里面来经历他的自己。
And he will lead us to experience himself through prayers.
也在祷告里面，我们更多的来体验到神的负担在什么地方。
And in prayers, we will experience more where God's burden lies.
所以有时候我们可能有很多的事情祷告，但是我们不一定对每一件事情都有负担。
So therefore, many times we may have many things to pray about, but we may not have burden for everything.
没关系，我想神会将他要我们有负担的，我们加重这个负担，我们再好好的为这些事情祷告。
But whatever we have burden to pray for, let's pray for it earnestly.
出于主的，他必成就。
And what is from the Lord, he will listen.
让我们一同来到经历神圣灵的带领里面的祷告。
And let's all experience the prayer through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我想这个就是神给我们的宝贵的应许。
And this is a great promise God has given us.
罗马书十二章二节。
Romans chapter 12,
我们非常熟悉的一段的经文。
We are very familiar with this verse.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
弟兄姐妹，神已经给我们一颗肉心了，也应许给我们圣灵了。
And the God already has given us a heart of flesh and a new spirit.
但是我们却要常常地更新变化。
But we need to renew our heart and be transformed regularly.
让我们更多人明白神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So that we can understand more of God's good and acceptable and perfect will.
否则这个世界的洪流会将我们带走的。
If not, then the flood of the worldly pressures will drift us away.
我们可以说在 Silicon Valley 没有一个人 不忙碌。
We can say that everyone is busy in Silicon Valley.
我在这里也生活了二三十年，我也真知道这个忙碌是从我刚刚来到现在为止是越来越忙。
And I've been living here for 20, 30 years, and I know the pressure has been increasing over the years.
世界不断地追赶我们。
The world keeps pushing us forward.
我们的不容易的时间是越来越多。
And we have more difficult times.
每一天我们有时候会感觉我们会搞得我们真的身心灵都非常的疲倦。
And every day we may be exhausted physically and mentally.
我们如果有一点时间的话，我都想说我躺下来，我们就好好休息一下。
And if we have some spare time, we rather lie down and relax.
感谢主，那个所谓牧师最近给我们两篇非常好的信息。
And thanks the Lord, Pastor Mary has given us two very helpful messages recently.
来与我同住。
Come abide with me.
在其中让我们在学习，在虽然我们可能非常的疲倦，但是我们可以回到神的面前重新得力。
And it tells us that even though we may be very tired, but we can always return to the Lord and gain our strength.
也许我们在心里面非常多的重担，我们可以到主的面前，我们可以学习交托。
And we may be heavy and burdened, and we can come before the Lord and lay our burdens before Him.
我们可以更多与主每一天借着亲密的交通，我们可以更多的连接。
And we can be connected with God through close and intimate relation fellowship with the Lord.
如果大家想去温习这两篇信息，可以到我们教友网页或者到我们 YouTube 里面教会的频道上面可以找到。
And these two messages can be found on our church website or on the YouTube channel.
对我自己而言，我也是因此这两篇的讲道，我受到很多益处，我也学习怎么样去。操练这个事情。
And I've been learning how to put them into practice, and I've been helped greatly through those two messages.
盼望可以跟主更多的连接。
And I hope to be connected more with the Lord.
更多知道主，你要我做什么。
And to know more what God wants from me.
希望我们真的可以，每一个人都可以更新我们的心意，更多在主面前重新得力。
And hopefully that we can all be renewed and regain strength before the Lord.
为主奔跑每一天的日子。
And we can run the race ahead of us.
最后我想唱一首诗歌 One Thing I Ask.
And lastly, I want to sing one hymn, One Thing I Ask.
这首诗歌是大卫写在诗篇二十七篇的。
And this is the word David has written in Psalm 27.
诗篇二十七篇第四节说，有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求。就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
Psalm 27 verse 4 tells us, One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I ask, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
对，住在主的里面，住在他的殿中，让我们的生命常常被他更新。
We need to dwell in His temple so that our lives can be renewed often.
我们也常常回到他的面前。当我真的长多在他里面的时候，我们就不会受这个世界的影响。
And we need to return to God, so as we are abiding in Him, we will not be influenced by the world.
这是大卫的秘诀。
This is the secret of God, of David.
大卫可以常常保持一个柔软的心。就是因为他住在主的殿里面。
David was able to keep a soft heart is because he dwelt in God's temple often.
盼望大卫的秘诀也成为我们的秘诀。
May David's secret also become our secret.
我们请赞美团队带我们来唱。
We ask the worship team to lead us.
Oh
Listen to your children's prayer.
但愿这是我们每一个儿女的心愿。
May this be a heart's desire of every child of yours.
我们心里只有一个渴求。
We only have one prayer.
看见你的容面。
That is to see you.
听见你的声音。
And to hear your voice.
跟随你的脚步。
And to follow your footsteps.
求你带领我们。
May you lead us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.